Make a splash.
Hi, my name's Alison. I've got a little boy called William. He's 3 years old and he's been going to Rainbow since he was just over 1.5. William has got a severe life-limiting brain condition. We didn't know when he was born. He was actually diagnosed at 6 months old, so it was all a bit of a shock to us. When he was first diagnosed, we kind of were trying to get our head around all of it. And he came home and we were in and out of the hospital quite a lot in those early days. And someone at the hospital said to me, "Have you thought about approaching Rainbows and see if they can help out?" And I didn't really know much about Rainbows. I knew it was a hospice and children went there, but I kind of didn't have a view of what it was going to be like. But I thought we really could do with some help and maybe this is the place that can help us out as a family. So we approached Rainbows and we were accepted as a Rainbows family. And it was such a relief to be accepted. It sounds really strange that you'd actually want your child to be accepted by a hospice. But I just spoke to the people there and I knew they understood what we were going through and they understood what we were trying to do and how we were trying to best live our life with William and his sisters. And I thought, I can actually trust these people to look after my precious boy. It's so hard to describe how wonderful they are. You know, he's obviously a very special little boy to us, and when he's at Rainbows he's treated as the special little boy that he is. He's so involved in everything and they just really care for him so well. I really can't praise them enough for what they do for William. They're just the way they treat him and how special he is. It can be quite an isolating time when you've got a very severely disabled child and there's not many people that you meet in the same shoes as you. But you can go to Rainbows and all the staff there understand, and you can meet other parents who are in the same situation as you and know that your children, like William's sisters, can meet other children who are in the same situation as well. And it's a really good feeling to feel part of something at Rainbows. I guess what I'd like to say to people is you can really make a difference. Every bit of money that you raise will go to help a family in your local area and support them in a way that there just isn't any other support out there in the same way. And if you can swim a little bit, raise a bit of money, it will all help and it will all make life better for people. Because when you've got a child with a life-limiting condition, you're very conscious that you have to make the best of what you have. You have to enjoy the time you have because one day they're not going to be there anymore. And what Rainbows does for families is help them make the absolute best of the time they have and create lots of happy memories and support you so that on a really bad day when you just think, I'm not sure I can cope with this very much anymore, you can pick up that phone and talk to somebody who understands how you're feeling and just help pick you up a little bit.